Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Barbara Rembisa is here, too. Dr. Barbara is founder and CEO, president of the International Association of Information Technology Asset Managers, ITAM. And say that three times real fast. And she is joining us now to talk to us about that whole world. Barbara, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. When it was imposed on us to go home, to shut our doors, to work from home, to sell from home, to deliver our products virtually more than we ever did before, all of that change, all that abrupt imposition on our lives came with one underlying expectation. And that was that it would be supported by information technology systems, by our technology, by our digital platforms. Is that right? That was the underlying.
It was
almost unspoken, wasn't it?
That is correct. That is correct. And
how did we do?
We did phenomenal. If it wasn't for information technology and the asset managers, businesses would not have survived this pandemic. 30 years ago, we would not have survived this pandemic.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that a couple of times.
We'd be in a depression right now instead of a recession, wouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. More businesses would have closed their doors.
Some people might be hungry.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We did a five-minute video during our annual conference talking about, we've been here before. We know what to do. We know how to make this happen, talking about the asset managers and mm-hmm. the importance of their role in businesses. And it's out on the front page of our website. And I highly suggest everybody to go out and watch it. It's at IAITAM.org. And, it's a very powerful video.
Remind us what the video is about.
It's about the IT asset manager and the importance of their role in business.
Mm-hmm.
And how we've been here before with these crises, if you will. And, small or large, we're always ready to support the businesses and make sure that we can continue with business. And bringing value back to business, and make sure that our business continues, mm-hmm. whether in a physical building or outside of a physical building. You could have an earthquake, you could have a hurricane, you could have a pandemic, but with technology, you can keep your business going anywhere.
Another thing that's happened to the IT manager that besides keeping things going digitally has been the concern about security, because you got people going home who've never worked from home before. If they could take a computer home with them, they had to connect over their probably unsecured networks. The IT manager had to worry about the employee letting a kid use one of their computers. If they couldn't take a computer home with them, they had to worry about them doing company business over a family computer that one of the kids or one of the other, maybe who knows who else has been using it. I mean, there are a lot more gray-haired IT managers today than there were in May, aren't there?
There are, and there's a synergy between the IT manager and security within an organization, and they work very well together to make sure that their systems and their data are secure. And to prevent a lot of that those issues from happening. There's programs that you can monitor those tablets that go home. There's systems that you can have on there that you could remote wipe right away if something happens, if you lose that device, if you leave it in a rent-a-car, or you leave it in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, and these people, when they went home all of a sudden, they had not gotten training on all that. They'd not been trained on, I mean, this happened almost overnight. It was, you know, there wasn't, people are working from home who never worked from home. And there are bad guys out there who turn this into a retirement plan, aren't there?
There are, and the IT asset managers really stepped up and prevented a lot of devious schemes from happening, and it really saved a lot of ransomware, a lot of hacking, a lot of data loss that could have happened.
One of the things, Barbara, I want to ask you about before we go to the break. One of the complaints I get and that I have over the years is finding IT professionals who can do the highly digital, hieroglyphic type of work to the average person with our technology, but then can convert into a Rosetta Stone and explain it to the owner and their employees how to do things, why what's happening is happening, and what do we got to do to fix it. Being able to convert from being a brainiac to an average person who just knows how to turn on a computer, that's a trick. Are you working on that with your people?
Well, Jim, that's why you love me so much, because that's why we started ICAM.
Yeah.
You know, we're the bridge between technology and business. You know, we're the IT asset manager. We're the business side of technology. So we work to bring that value back to the business. We're not the technologists. They do their job. Security does their job. But we bridge that gap between technology and business.
But you know what I'm talking about. I mean, there are a lot of people
absolutely.
Out there who know how to fix things, but they can't explain to the average person what they just paid for or why they need to upgrade or why things can't be ready till tomorrow, right?
Correct. And a lot of CEOs, you know, they want to throw money into a black hole or executives.
Yeah.
I don't want to group it into CEO.
At least they don't
understand what they're buying.
At least they feel that way. There's no question about it. And I have felt that way. 20 After, right back with Dr. Barbara Rembisa. IAITAM.org is the website.
Now can you tell me?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.